Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do Tzoveya. After this, we have one more Tzoveya after this. And then we're going to have a Purim packet. But 2 weeks from now, the Shir is going to be on Monday night, right? Because you're doing the Suda on Wednesday night.
In
other words, next week is regular, Wednesday, yeah. Be'ez Hashem. But the week after, I think the Rav said we should have the Shir on Monday night. Because you're making the Suda's your site, right?
The Suda means the...
For Pilchus or Pilchus.
Oh, no, Pilchus is on Shabbos.
Oh, there's not going to be something on...
It's nothing on Wednesday, no.
Oh, because he thought there was something on Wednesday.
No, I don't know. Pilchus is... okay. Your site is Yom Shabbos.
So I thought he's... So then if it's regular, that's even better.
It's not regular.
Yeah, okay, I'll, you know... Anyway, next week is regular, Be'ez Hashem, and then we'll speak about... We'll speak about it after. Okay. So, the topic of today's shiur is Tzviya She'eina Miskayemes. So we discussed a little bit. The Gemara says like this in Shabbos Ayin Heyman Aleph, Hashochto. If you shecht an animal on Shabbos, what's the malacha? So it says, Shochet Mishumai Chayev. Rav Omer Mishum Tzoveya. Rav says it's Tzoveya. Ushmul Omer Mishum Netilas Neshama. And Shmuel says Mishum Netilas Neshama. And we discussed the concept of Tzviya Ba'ochlin, that was last week's shir. So Shmuel says you're killing the animal, Netilas Neshama. Rav says Tzoveya because the blood gets on the, either on the oar or the basar. So the Gemara says, Mishum Tzoveya in Mishum Netilas Neshama Lo, Eima Af Mishum Tzoveya. In other words, it says, everyone holds its Netilas Neshama, that's for sure. The question is it also Mishum Tzoveya? What's the idea of Tzoveya? Amarav, Milsa de Amri, Eima, but Milsa de Loisel, Dor Basrai, Licho Alei, Tzoveya, but my Nichale, Nicha, Le Lisvas Beis, Hashchita Dama. Kehecha Tilis Chazua in Shiv Leislud Vizmine. Whereas people want that the animal look bloody. Because when you get a bloody animal, it looks fresh. You get a bloody animal, it looks fresh. Right, Doctor? Nigla the Litvas base Ashita Dhamma. Kehe plus Khazu Inshri Vilasi Lizvan me. Because if it looks fresh, then people will go buy it. So one opinion says Shita is Mishum Natilas Neshama. The other opinion says it's from Mishum Natilas Neshama and it's also Mishum Tzaveya.
What's the problem with Shabbos?
Hashochet is one of the malachas of Shabbos in Netilas Neshama. You're killing an organism, something on Shabbos.
So it's a
toledah
of.
Shochet is one of the lamates malachas.
Okay, and Netilas Neshama is a. Well, yeah. Is
then. Oh. Let's see in Rashi. Shochim Shemayim Mechayev Shechita B'Melechas HaMishkan Hecha. So he says that's what it means. Because where was there? Where was there? Shechita B'Melechas HaMishkan. Rashi says Hecha. Umay Avirte. Imi Yoros Eli Medomim Lamali Behu Shechita B'Chanika Nami Sadi. So the concept that you need Shechita in the Mishkan. Look at Rashi. Look at Tosis. Shochet Mishumayi Chayv. Why was Shochet the Masnisen Koy? The Rupshita, the Law of Yal Mishum Tilat the Shomer. I was Shochet the Alma Koy. He said, anytime you. In other words, Shochet obviously is Mishum the Tilat the Shomer. But he says, when you Shochet generally.
What's the difference between
Shechita Masnisen
and
Shechita the Alma? Shechita Masnisen means, in other words, when it says in the Mishnah of Lamates Malachas, and one of the Lamates Malachas is a Shochet, so that we're not talking about, because that's obvious that you kill. That can apply to a bug. Mm-hmm. That could apply to to anything that you're no tell the neshama. But the question is, stam and yeshecht, what's the malacha? So Gemara says, yeah, it's the tilas neshama, like the Mishnah, but it also maybe could be mishum tzoveya as well. Whereas, like, by a bug, it wouldn't be tzoveya.
So mishum now is asking what more than the tilas neshama?
Yeah, what else could it possibly be? Now,
then it throws through purple. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the question is: so what's the machloikis here? In other words, why does one opinion say? I mean, l'chor it's true. It's mishum netilas neshama, and there's also tzaveya. So what's the machloikis between Ram and Shmuel, whether it's also mishum tzaveya or not? Why doesn't they both agree that it's mishum tzaveya also? L'maisa, the blood is getting on it, and you're happy. It's not just stam a kilkul. In other words, if blood would get on my suit, I wouldn't be happy, right? But if blood gets on the animal, so that looks like a freshly shechted animal. Oh, and people are going to want to buy that. You know, nice red blood on the animal. So why doesn't everyone agree to that? So Rav Benzion Abba Shaul.
Sorry, I'm drawing a blank what the term is, but I thought we don't pile Isurim on top of each other.
Yeah, that's a machlokas whether we do or we don't.
By carbonos.
Yeah, I mean there's a concept of anus or chalas, but you have throughout Shas that sometimes we do. So it's a question: when do we say we don't, and when do we say we do? That's a separate discussion. But let's just talk from the perspective of why should it be tzoveya and why should it not be tzoveya. The Tilas Hashem, everyone agrees. So why shouldn't everyone agree to Tzoveya? That's the cash. So if you look in the Sefer Or Letzion, that's one of my favorite Svarim. Rav Benzion Abba Shaul. He's the Bar Plukta, like Rav Avadi Yosef. Like Rav Avadi Yosef was very machshiv him, but he didn't like his psokim.
He was something in Parat Yosef.
He was like a Rosh Hashiva in Parat Yosef.
Yeah.
He was a Sephardi, but it different style than Rav Avadi Yosef. They're more like a Rosh Hashiva type, with svaras and things like that. I like his tshuvas.
Rather than just relying on whatever the Achronim said before,
Right. Less Makoros, meaning he's not quoting every Achron. He'll quote you the main things, the main Gemara, the main Rambam, like a Litvisha Posek would do. You know, not quoting all the Achronim and things like that. And he says his own svaras. Rav Avadi Yosef was very into that. Not so much your own svaras. You know, like you have to, you know, who says this? What's the, you know, less of a chadish. Rav Moshe Feinstein was into svaras and into chidushim. Rav Moshe said his own chidushim that no one else said before. You know, and he paskin based on them.
He said he can argue with Rishonim even.
Yeah. But one thing is you're just giving a shear. The other thing is you're paskining. You know, the famous psak was that he mounted as a man who was married to a woman, and then it turned out he was a shtickle crazy. He thought he was like Adam Arishon Kodem Achet. So he would go around naked in the streets, and the question is, could he divorce his wife? Because the Shota can't divorce your wife. So Rav Moshe paskened that his own, that he was only a Shota L'Dover Echad. Meaning, like Rav Shechter pointed out, everything else was normal. He just, well, this one thing he believed in, but anything else he did was normal. He didn't throw out his money, he didn't throw out his... anything that was nogeya to this one nakuda that he was off on, he acted in this strange fashion. So he was matir. He was matir to give the get. You know, Rav Moshe had broad shoulders. But you see, the word is, you have to know kol Torah kula, like people say, to know that there's no beferish. Because anything that Rav Moshe, you know, had said, chiddush, any kashi would have, he, like Rav Shechter pointed out, he would be able to defend it to any Gemara and Shas. But if you don't know every single Gemara and every single Yerushalmi and every single Tosefta, then there could be something beferish against your chiddush, and then you might, you know. So if you want to say it as a shir, so no one's going to die from your shir. But if you're saying it for the pasken a shayla, that makes it much more. So we're talking about shoychet mishumai mechayev. Okay, so the Gemara has two opinions. One says the tilas of shama, and one says it's also tzoveya, because you're happy when you shecht an animal that the red blood gets on the animal, it looks fresh. So we raise the question now that we're dealing with as why is it that, in other words, everyone agrees Yechayv Mishum Netilas Neshama. So the question is, how come not everyone agrees that Yechayv Mishum Tzoveya? Right? Why is Netilas Neshama agreed upon? Netilas Neshama, it should be, everyone should agree on both. So now we're turning to page 7, to Rabbi Nsi and Abba Shol. On the second arrow, so he quotes the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, here, second arrow, he says, V'nira, he sold Machlokasum b'tzovei l'zman. The habasar omid limachar v'leochel. The Rav sold v'tzovei l'zman, choshiv tzoveya, v'chayv min ha-Torah. Who Shmuel sold v'tzovei l'zman, lav tzoveya hu upotar. He wants to say that maybe the Machlokas is, because here the tzviya is not, in other words, when I paint my house, paint the walls of the house, that's olam v'ed. Okay, nothing is olam v'ed, but that'll last for who knows how long, you know. But when the blood goes on the animal, then they're going to sell it, then they're going to wash off the blood. So it's only tzvei l'zman. So that's the machlokes, maybe, where the tzvei l'zman is what? Is a tzvei or not. So therefore, he says that nira disom machlusom tzvei l'zman, the Habasar omid limocher v'leochel. The Rav sover tzoveh l'zman chashiv tzoveh v'chayv min ha-Torah. Hushmul sover tzoveh l'zman lav tzoveh hu potter. Korcha chayv mishum netilas l'shama. Hupasak ha-Rambam kishmuel tishokhe chayv mishum netilas l'shama. So the Rambam shita is you paskin like Shmuel, that it's only mishum netilas l'shama, because he holds tzoveh l'zman is not Asur midoraisa. It's only Asur midivrei sofrim. So that's the. So he says he talks now. This tshuva is what Mike you said last week, Shad and Rav Bick. In other words, Rabbi Vorhan tells a story, I'll just repeat it over those that weren't here last week, about if you flush the toilet on Shabbos and that the blue comes into the toilet bowl, so the shaila is Yichai Mishum Tzoveya when you flush the toilet on Shabbos. So Rabbi Vorhan told me, he asked Rav Moshe Bick Satzal the shaila, and Rav Bick, you know, Rav Bick was by the phone the whole day, but he didn't, you know, he gave a psak, you know, quick, because he was on the phone the whole day. No big explanations. So he said, "Ain't tzviya ba'oichlin," and then he hung up. So we were discussing this last week. So Mike wanted to say maybe Rav Bick didn't mean that ain't tzviya ba'oichlin, even though maybe that's a pashut shot what he meant, because water is an ochel, and the Chacham Tzvi holds that as long as it's roi l'shtiya, you know, then even though no one's going to drink the water in the. And I was thinking also, another thing I was thinking when I left last night, you know, Rav Bick was an enikel of the Yavetz.
Right.
He was an enikel of the Yavetz, who was a son of the Chacham Tzvi, even though sometimes the Yavetz argues with his father. So Okay, but Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul is discussing Tzvi B'Mashkin. The tshuva is about Imuta Liftoach B'Yom Shabbos Kodesh Zer Mayim Of Asla Sheirutim Asher Bos Sabona Echonet Hamechil Gam Chol Merchitoy Hatzovei As Hamayim. Right, that's the shaila. So, so Mike said another possible heter should be that it's Sovei L'Zman. It's Einu Miskayim. But, so the Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul wants to say it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So who do we pasken? The Rambam pasken is like Shmuel. But it's still also midrabanan. If he says, Fize Yeshlom, Dad can look at us or Shmuel, and they could do roots of Bitsvia, Venoch Loba. And she ain't roots of Bitsvia Klau, and when you know, and Shaloch Pat Lo Klau me at Seva. Efshe Daf Yisur Drabon Ein Kanu Mutter.
You really don't care?
Is it that you want... So Rav Gutman said last week in the packet that maybe you do. I don't know. Do you want it to be...
Right, that it's like a simmon that, you know, you're in good shape, that, you know, it's getting clean or whatever.
Right, but is it that you want? You say maybe
the color, but you want what the color does.
Right, but if it would be, say, the color would be, a white a color of water of this mm-hmm. acid thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd also be happy, right?
Right.
So that's what he wanted to say. That maybe. So Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul says Tzvil is man is machloikus. But that's only when you want a tzviya. So was even the shita that holds that it's not a problem holds it's still awesome midrabanan. So then what? So then he says, but maybe that's only if you want the coloring. If you don't want the coloring, then it's mutter legamrei. And this idea is also there's a tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer on page 3 and 4, and 5. Where the Tzitz Eliezer discusses the same shaila, and the first thing he says is "Ein Tzviya ba'ochlin." That's his first piece, and then afterwards he says that maybe that you don't really care about the Tzviya or it's Einu Miskayim, those type of those type of coolers. You don't care about the tzviya. That type of thing. So now we're going to go to the next part. The next part of our discussion is makeup on Shabbos. Lipstick and all types of makeup on Shabbos. Yeah. What's the halacha? Well, maybe it's also Tzaveya.
Right, that too, but also it isn't Memoreah?
Maybe. I would be more concerned about the Tzaveya than...
But there's very light, like translucent colors also, no?
Because, first of all, Memoreah is usually, Rav Abadi holds, Memoreah has to be some thicker.
This thing is pretty thick.
No.
Let's
stick to
solid.
No, but when you put it on, you know, you see, the real memareach, like Rav Abadi pointed out, is if you have a barrel, and the barrel has a hole in it, and you want to take some tar and close up the hole.
So it has to be a dense enough substance.
Right, so you can't do that with lipstick.
Right.
You know, try to close up a hole with lipstick, maybe if you put the lipstick itself there, but just, you know, putting the color of the lipstick on is not going to close your hole in a million years.
In the Mishkan, that's what Memoreach was?
Yes, we'll have to see in the Mishkan what it was, but that's the case in Shas. And the Shemen Av, it was this very thick Shemen, that's why Rav Abadi holds that, like, Vaseline is not Memoreach. He says you can't use Vaseline anyway because it's refuah b'Shabbos, unless it's a case where refuah is mutter, like for a little baby or for a chodesh ebo sakhan or something like that.
Vaseline is totally different from what's a liquid. I mean, if you had a thing of Vaseline without a container, it would fall apart.
Yeah. Okay. But still, I mean, okay.
Rabbi holds excluding the case of refuah, vaseline is not to use for kids or whatever.
Yeah, for kids who don't have an issur refuah, you can use, he holds you can use vaseline. Yeah. That's a good sheet.
You should dab it, or you can even...
No, he holds it's mutter lagamrei. Okay, so we have a Mishnah on Shabbos, on Kuv Beis Amud Beis, on page 8. Says the Mishnah, Zah klal, kol ha'usa melocha u'melachto miskayemis b'Shabbos chayev. That a person does a melocha on Shabbos and the melocha is miskayemis, it's, permanent, then yichayev. But if something's not miskayem, then you're not chayev. So the Rambam on page 9 says the following. Look in the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel, on page 9. He says, the second line. Ve'ein ha-tzoveya chayev ad she'it tzeva ha-miskayim. Aval tzeva she'ein ha-miskayim klal gom she'hev yisrak ho she'shar al gabi barzal m'choshes heze potter she'etom mavir l'shaito ve'ein ha-tzoveya klom. M'chol she'ein m'lachto miskayemis v'shabes potter. So it has to be miskayim. If it's not miskayim, then you're not going to be Chayef. And then the Rambam says the same thing by the Malach of Kosev on the next page, on page 10. The Rambam says, Ein ha-Kosev chayev ad she-yichtov dovish ha-roshim ba-omeh. Yom v'yom v'shochor yichtov al dovish ha-miskayim. It has to be in something that is kayim.
Deraisa.
Yeah, deraisa. Now, there is Yerushalmi on page 12, on page 11. Says Yerushalmi, HaKocheles Chayevis Mishum Kosevis, HaPokeses Chayev Mishum Tzova. So he says that, Rashi says, Pokeses Sara Tzovasosom, but she dyes her hair. So, it's chayiv mishum tzoveya. Right? You dye your hair. You chayiv mishum tzoveya. So, look in the smag now on page 12. He learns Pshat. Kersin Bishalom Pokeses Chayevs Mishum Tzoveh Perish. Kimin Batzek. She puts some type of dough on her face. And that causes the face to have like a reddish thing. Kshen Otot Lo Madim. Kersin Namir Perik HaMatzniya. Yishu Lo Tov Yisrak Al Panem Vishu Tzovas. B'chol Eilu Matzinu Chiv. So the Oilam wants to say that the smag is seemingly saying from the Yerushalmi that like makeup and things like that is the Raisa, as opposed to the Rambam Shita, where if it's Einam is Kayim, it's only what? The Rabbana. So we'll see. So some want to point out that there's a machlokus between the Rambam and the Smag, where they're putting makeup on is a Daraisa or only a Dirabon. But Kuli Alma Tosser. And the question is an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Dirabon? And L'chora, why should it be an Issa Daraisa? What about, don't we have this klal about something that's not miskayim. Didn't we see in the Mishnah? If something's not miskayim, then you're not chayiv. So why does the smag say not that way? And here the Rambam says on page 13, Hatzoveya and Chaf Gimel Meovos Malachos Lefich Osur Liish Laver Srak Al Panea Neishi Kitzovas Kitzovas. They point out Kitzovas, and they point out also all this. So it's the Rabbanan.
What does Kim mean here?
I mean, it's also the Rabbanan. It's like Tzoveh. It's not Tzoveh, Mamish, because it's Edom is Kayim.
So what does it mean like?
Meaning, you're coloring, so it's Tzoveh, but it's not Edom is Kayim. Mm-hmm.
You just said Avot Melachos, though. Sounds like it's the right thing.
No, Tzoveh, in other words, that's how he's saying over here. In other words, all this perek they point out is all the Rabbanans. The post can point out this perek is all the Rabbanans. So he first starts out this, and this is the rice of this, and since it's an Issa the rice, they also made a corollary the Rabbanan.
So how would
you run
your Yerushalmi?
Oh, so we'll see. Let's see.
I mean, wouldn't it just depend on what does Miskai mean? Miskai mean?
Yeah, so let's see. Oh, so let's look in the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim is nothing like looking in the Chayyadim. On page 15. I remember when I came to MTA in 10th grade, my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Yagid, he told us, we're going to learn Hilcha Shabbos, we're going to learn Chayyadim, not Mishnah Berurah. Because the Chayyadim, as he explained, is much more Masudr. It's by the Malachas. You don't have in the Shulchan Aruch as a Masudr. You see, the Chayyadim has every Malacha. Bishul, Dosh, it's much more for learning and teaching. It's a much easier type of thing in terms of the organization of the Hilcha Shabbos and the Chayyadim is in contrast to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, as Rabbi Yagi pointed out. So he says like this: Atzoveya b'tzeva hamiskayim chayiv. Avol tzeva she'inu miskayim klal hen shamavir l'shaito ein ze tzoveya. Kein kosef harambam. V'lasmag chayiv. Kevin shes ritzono b'zeh she'is kayim l'fi shoh. So the Chayyadim spells it out that if it's, in other words, she wants the makeup to be on for X amount of hours, but then she's going to take it off. It's not going to last for everything. So the Rambam says it's Einam Miskayim, so it's only Drabon. And the Smag says no, but she wants it now. So that's enough to be Chayiv. It's not going to be. So the question is, what's the Machoikis here? And he says, look in the Nishmas Adam. He says, Kach Kosev Rambam Perek Tes, Kosev Magal Shalom Zem Mas Nisin, Reisha Bona, Kolosim Malachim Lachtum Miskayim, Es Mashma Lov Hachi Potter. So we understand the Rambam. But what's pshat in the smag? What's pshat in the smag? So says the Nishmas Adam on page 16. On the left. Aval asmag v'yireim adre v'horich misfir le'el rab b'shoichet t'chai b'shum tzoveya. So this is b'shoichet t'chai tzoveya. And that's... This is our good friend Rav Ben-Tzion Abba Shol. How do you explain it? Because he holds even if it's Einu Miskayim. But obviously it has to be Miskayim a little bit, but not it's not Miskayim long term. For Omer HaTam Denichalei V'Kem Sherotz B'Kachayiv V'Kosher Dal Kol Ponim HaVidovish Einu Miskayim L'Kochel If Yuhoch Chayiv L'Kem Posuk Gamkim B'Shochet. So he says that's the pshat, that the smag holds like Rav. That Yichayiv Shoychid Yichayiv Mishum Tzoveya, even though it's not Miskayim. So if you're passing like Rav, so then the same thing. The Rambam passing like Shmuel. Halacha Yisur Dechayv, Lachem Pasukam came Avar Sarak. Nearly it's really the love doctor. He says, and that Mishnah, and that halacha that has to be miskayim is by ksiva. By ksiva, it has to be miskayim because you usually don't write. In other words, when you write something, you usually write something that should be miskayim. You know, but putting things on your, you know, lips, these things, is usually the derech is to do it. Ainu miskayim. So memela. So there's a chiyuv of that as well.
Shem to mitzviya.
Shem is shechovitz ba b'chayiv afal pi sheinu miskayim. So the chayyadam is basically saying the same thing Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, that the machlokus Rav and Shmuel is about miskayim, and Shmuel says it has to be miskayim long term. Rav says, as long as you want it now, it doesn't have to be miskayim lolom vaed. Some posts can point out that, like, maybe nail polish would be different. Because nail polish is much more kiyim. That could be a derice according to both of them, some want to say.
So what? Someone had raised, this gentleman had raised the point, what's the shear on this kite?
Oh, so let's see. Take a look now in the Avnei Nezer on page 17. Right, the Chayyadim says that it's a machlokus Rambam and the Sman. He says, well, maybe the Peshad in the Smag, that is Miskayim. He holds that is Miskayim. Because the Mishnah says, if you write on your skin, that you're Chayiv. That's not how long will that go? If you write, how long will that last? Because of Rambam, Rav, Shechamimus Abosim Aver Saksav Lachazman, and he's a Doma Laksav Shenimchak. So he says that if Ksiva has to be Miskayim, and yet Kosov al Basaro is Chayiv, even though, so obviously that must be long enough to call Miskayim. So then the makeup should also be called Miskayim, and maybe the Smag says Yechayiv because he considers that to be Miskayim. And the Rambam, I mean, it comes out that there'll also be a machlokas, but then the machlokas will be what's called miskayim. That everyone, it's just another way of phrasing the machlokas. Instead of saying miskayim versus not miskayim, the machlokas is how long do you have to for it to be called miskayim. But it's clear. In other words, it's a clear difference between painting the wall and painting your face. You know, putting makeup and things like that. So it's hard to define exactly. I mean, we'll have Bez Hashem, we're going to get to do Bez Hashem Malacha of Kosher, called Kesher Shal Kayama, what's called Lakiyim, what's not called Lakiyim, if you're planning to undo it, you know. So that's what we're going to see, you know.
Does Niskayim by Kosher the same as Niskayim by
Right, so that's what we have to see, is it all the same or not?
Otherwise, we have to address it now.
Right. Right.
So we need to address the question of whether it's the same before we can move away from it.
Right. So we're here now. We're going to address it now. We will address it right now. And take a look. Rav Gutman writes on page 20. He says, he wants to say it like this. on page 20. Umeyata, chal chovas abir mat hamol shal Rambam, desvir levar srak panel lo mitzvah el midrabonim. Mishnah Berurah kosev, havar srak lo panel lo havel midrabonim, then svir midarais al adam. Nir levar kavanoso, tafte kosev obsor chayev, because even though kosev obsor is chayev, Vade in der Lichtov Alabos, so shiny Malachas Kosev Tachlis Yoksiva, who Shekosev Roshim Latzma Ezadov Lizikorn Vikadome. Fine in Akaminim der Lichtov Mokum Kazelmo, Sof Sof Tachlis and Magimra Malacha Ika, because you want to write something down so you'll remember it. So you put it right on your hand. So you accomplish your goal. Avalechat Svi Ikra Shemalachi Yofi Hatsir. Fine it's a Vepanel Shalisha came in the Ponim Shalisha in der Lichtov Shayskayim. As mancha tirchot v'taver as tzeva shalpana, kein b'derech bei adam siyur hazeh ino chashiv miskayim, shim hachi in b'zem shim tzoveh min ha-Torah, because the derech is to wash it off. V'reh hu dome l'din kesher, tim daito l'hatiro, ein shom kesher shol kayom Allah, because you're planning to, so when a woman puts on the makeup, she's planning that eventually she's going to take it off. So similar to kesher, that if you tie a knot with intent to untie it, that's not shal kayama. Kematzinu b'kosev al kayama ochal. Right? You write, you know, whipped cream on the, you know, it's going to be eaten. So that's the Rambam Shita. That anything you know that from the get-go, that's not going to be permanent, is potter. For a smart holikos, that was really, it came inside atzmo, hatzvi miskayim. He says, no, miskayim has to be, like you have invisible ink that's going to disappear by itself. That's ain't a miskayim. But here, it'll be miskayim. It's just, sof-sof mitzad atzmo, roi miskayim. You see, in other words, the Rambam compares it to kosher. That's what Rav Gutman is saying. So if you that it has an intent. But he's saying that, no, in other words, by this malacha, it's totally on mitzar atzmo. If mitzar atzmo, it's not going to disappear, then that's called shal kayama. So if he's right, so Mimela, this is Miskayim, Mitzar Atzmo, so for long enough, so then he chayiv, the smag says. But if something else, in other words, he says, if you write something and it's something that, you know, will disappear in half an hour. So Rav Gutman points out, the smag would agree. That you're not chayiv. The only reason he says yichayiv over here is because mitzar atzmo is miskayim. This idea that this, if you'll wash it off, since you're washing it off, it won't be miskayim, that's a halacha in kesher, and not a halacha here. And that's how Rav Gutman explains the machlokas Rambam and the smag, that you have to be miskayim, but they have a different definition of what's called miskayim, legabi this halacha. So therefore he says, the derech zeh, says Rav Gutman, on the left side, be'ishet tzotzovatzi parneha. But if you nail polish, lo mechayim mishum tzoveil das haramim, hatim tzkayim at seven mitzar atzma, sof omed lahavir at seven al yidei rechitza. So he says that according to the Rambam, you're also planning to take off the nail polish. So then it wouldn't be mitzkayim. Ulokom lo shakosim shud megdolz merchakim, lo ba'ofin the mitzkayim of, who seems to say that maybe that's also, according to the Rambam, wouldn't be Mechayev. Volkimot Shekhoz, Limbob Ofen Shem Skaimav, Merchitzis Yadayim. Oh, that's how he explains it. Oh, so now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva on page 21, a short tshuva. Redovin imutal liishul is kashet belipstick. Hinei asur mishnei tomim. So he, Rav Moshe, you see, was the big machmir on the memachik thing. That's why he asked the toothpaste. There was even things that are very thin, he asked. Like Rav Abadi thinks toothpaste is mutter. Not mamachik. Rav Shachta pointed out when Rav Moshe says mamachik means mamareach, that you're smearing something on. So Rav Moshe was machmer in the toothpaste, so he wants to say he's machmer in the lipstick also, mishum mamachik, mamareach, and also mishum tzviya. If it's more, if it's liquidy, then it's just as it's tzvi.
The machig is the barrel,
right? In other words, you see, literally, machig, like Rav Shachter pointed out, is when you take something off the skin to make it smooth. The mareach is when you put something on to shmir. So Rav Shachter always pointed out when Rav Moshe uses the terms interchangeably, he really means the mareach. Mm-hmm. Which is a told of mamachik, mm-hmm. which is the shmiring, right? The shmiring, which he holds that that midrabanan, as long as it's somewhat thick, it's still aser. V'chein also lishul tzpos panav midin tzviya, but now his cool is lizrok as a powder lovan, white powder on her face. Shlomis kaim klal imze iser tzviya. This is to put white powder on a face is not even as a tzviya.
But Rashi doesn't say it's not some Darabon and not some Daraisa.
Right. In other words, he doesn't say whether he holds like the Rambam or the Smag.
Right.
No, he doesn't say. But powder, he's mattering. He's mattering powder. So Rav Abadi is not so happy with this on page 26. He's, look what he writes. Hinei b'chaye Maran Hagram Feinstein, when Rav Moshe was alive, shalachte elav echad min ha-chabura. I sent somebody from the chabura to go ask Rav Moshe. The Shulman Menu Lama Hitir Ba'afka Al Haponim Hakosu Mefurz Barambam Dab Balom Miskayim Klal Osu Midrabana. Right? V'tshuvosu Haysa Halamad Dover Dome Lin Tassim Afka Al Hashulchan Havadi Lo Havit Soveya Havadi Ruch Ma'at Hakol Yorid. So it's anything, if you give a, like you have powder on the table, and you give, you just blow, and it's, So the fact that you can just, there's a woman puts makeup on, you can't just blow it off. But the powder, you put on the table, and it's off. So that shows that it's nothing. But Rabbi responds, Omnam hadover yadua eitzel kol hanoshim, sha'afka zo v'hadom alob, kol mitzivon sham nichim alponim, sheh mitbachim heitev alponim. V'olom yardu ma'at ruach, v'lo b'har be'ruach. He says the powder that the women put on their face clings. It's not just like the. So he thinks the Rav Moshe is, the Matzias is not what Rav Moshe claimed, and therefore he thinks that the powder is aser on the face. At least midrabanan according to the Rambam, and according to the Smag, it could be daraisa.
The Rabbi Blumenkranz powder is like...
Yeah, so the Rabbi Blumenkranz, I was just going to say that. The Rabbi Blumenkranz powder, you know, he has some powders that he gives a hechsher on. Right, kosher l'shabbos makeup. So Rabbi Badi doesn't hold from that, any of that stuff. He holds it's all aser, at least midrabanan. Because anything that the woman's going to put on her face to, is obviously going to have some form of Kiyum.
Rabbi Blumenkranz Sr. was the Talmud of Rav Moshe, right?
Right.
So he follows his Rebbe. Who's Makel here, right?
Well, Makel on the powder. So
on the powder, yeah.
Yeah, so Ravadi thinks that it's...
So it's the same kasha he has on Rav Moshe.
Right. So I'm... Yeah, I guess so. I guess... I mean, maybe it was Rabbi Blumenkranz's idea to determine which things, you know, what this makeup that's non-Kiyum. I don't know where they sell this. They sell. the Rabbi Blumenkrantz makeup for Shabbos. But the mice, it's the body thinks it's very schwer. I mean, I know a lot of women, you know, they have issues about going to the mikvah on Shabbos, because if they go to the mikvah on Shabbos, they're going to take off the makeup, and then they're not going to put it on, and then they feel self-conscious to go to shul the next day, because everyone will see that they don't have makeup on, and they'll... So that's like a big issue for a lot of women, you know, the mikvah on Friday night, because then they're going to... And I have the makeup on, and then they're going to follow the shita that you can't put, you know, like the pashtus, like the body put down, that you can't put the makeup on. They're going to come to shul without lipstick or whatever like that. They're going to feel self-conscious. So this whole discussion of the makeup has bearing on the mikvah shayla of Friday night. And Rav Abadi concludes, Sikum. Also midrabbanu le'isha lo says afka podra al paneh b'shabbos. Hagam she'inim skayim l'zman merubah. Says Zosser. You know, Rav Abadi told me when he wrote his sefer, his first volume, after every tshuva there's a sikum. He says, in the second volume, he said, no more sikums, because the people would just read the sikum and then they would attack him. You know, he says, at least if they're going to attack, at least they should read the tshuva, mm-hmm. not just read the two lines at the end. So the second volume, no sikum. You got to read the tshuva if you want to say something. And that's okay. So this is a very fascinating discussion we had tonight about the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, and how that ties into the machlokas of the Rambam and the Smag, and how that ties into the toilets, the flushing of the toilets, and the makeup, and Rav Gutman's explanation of what's called kayama here, whether we compare it to kosher or it has its own thing. So this is a very fascinating discussion, very halacha l'maisa. Of Soveya. So, Bez Hashem, next week we'll have our final Soveya Shir. We'll talk about different things like the urine tests people taking, like pregnancy tests. They dip the thing in, you know, in the stick to see it turns color. And what about that? Is that called Soveya or not? Or doing a bedika for Nida on Shabbos, is that called Soveya or not? So, these type of shaylos. And then Bez Hashem, the following week, we'll have a shir in Yom Purim. And then after that, we're going to go, please God, Bez Hashem, to the Malach of Tove, Tviya B'Shabbos. Like if your sister's strings get loose, you know, and you want to twist it. Or using the twist ties, you know, the people have that twist ties to tie the plastic bags, the twist tie. That's the story of the twist ties on Shabbos. So Bez Hashem, those are some coming attractions. Siyata D'Shmaya.
Right. Okay. Stop.